This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. As well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. That's the 8 o'clock East Coast 5 Pacific hour. Another big day in Trump land. Lots going on. But I want to start off the show today with my commentary because I think I've hit the nail on the head with exactly what's going on in America and the Democratic Party. Ties in with the commentary I wrote probably a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, about my time at Columbia University and how Cloward Piven said you got to overwhelm the country with welfare, and once you overwhelm the country and bankrupt the country and bring the economy crashing down and all the rich people come to their knees and beg you for help, you turn America into a socialist nation. And I'm telling you, that goes hand in hand with what I'm about to read you right now. The plan to make America American again. The Democratic Party, this is Sunday's commentary, by the way, Sunday's commentary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in America, and it will be syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. The plan to make America American again. The Democrat plan to ruin America is very clear. California Governor Gavin Newsom gave it away just days ago. Thank you, Gavin. The truth will set us free. Newsom argued in a Politico interview that the national GOP under President Trump is an exact repeat of the California GOP over Governor Pete Wilson in 1994. He argues that Wilson destroyed the GOP in California by campaigning for a law to limit spending on illegal aliens. From that point on, California became a lost cause for the GOP, and Newsom claims that's exactly what's about to happen to the national GOP. Guess what? He's right. Wayne Root agrees with him. Guess who lived in California in 1994? Yours truly, Wayne Root. I was a witness. 1994 was the beginning of the end for the California GOP. From that point on, California became a foreign socialist state. But not because of Pete Wilson or Pete Wilson's racism or Pete Wilson's push to protect California taxpayers from foreign invasion and bankruptcy. Actually, Pete Wilson won re-election that year, and the citizens of California voted for his plan. Pete Wilson won. The Republicans won. But at that point, Democrats immediately realized they couldn't beat the GOP in California among American-born voters. So they violated the Constitution. They opened the borders, and they let the whole damn world in. That's how they beat us. And the dumb, cowardly California rhino GOP let them do it. That's how Democrats turned the red state of Ronald Reagan into a dark blue state. They couldn't beat us, so they changed the demographics. And the foreigners now outnumber and outvote the American citizens. And Republicans will never win again in California, ever. California Democrats made sure the people of Mexico and other foreign countries understood the borders were open, no one would ever be sent back, and Democrats would give them every form of welfare for free. Then they gave illegals driver's licenses, they registered illegals automatically at DMV, and they made sure there was no voter ID at the polls. Recognize the plan? Gavin Newsom gave it away. This is now the national plan for Democrats. Make the whole country into California. Make America foreign again. California was just the trial run. So my advice to President Trump is to play their game. Laws don't matter to Democrats. The ends justify the means. Why should we play the game any differently? If we do, we lose America. The greatest country in world history. Just like Obama, Trump must ignore Congress and rule by executive order. It's the only way to save America because the ends justify the means. America's that important. Here's a list of 10 executive orders to stop illegal immigration and make America safe from an illegal invasion. Democrats will howl, they will call us racist, and they will sue. Who cares? Let the Supreme Court decide. I'm betting we win most of these battles. And hey, if we win 3 out of 7, 4 out of 7, 5 out of 7, excuse me, 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, heck, if we win 1 out of 10, it's one better than we're at now. So here it is. I call it Make America American Again, list of executive orders. Number one, order government-issued photo ID for all federal elections starting with the 2020 presidential election. That's number one for a reason. If Trump doesn't do it, I don't know if he can win in 20, and I certainly don't think anybody, any Republican wins anywhere beyond 2020. I certainly think once Trump's gone, we never win again. And even in 20, I think Trump will win electorally, but I believe that other Republicans will lose. And if he doesn't win the House, his entire agenda is screwed. So you've got to have government-issued photo ID starting this election coming up, 2020. Number two, ban driver's licenses for illegals, thereby nullifying state laws in place now in California, New York, and my home state of Nevada. It doesn't matter what the state votes. Illegals, according to our United States Constitution, cannot have driver's licenses and therefore being eligible to vote. Number three, ban health insurance for illegals, nullifying state laws in New York, California, and many other states to come. You can't spend taxpayers' money on health insurance for illegals. Executive order. Number four, order a ban of federal funding for sanctuary cities, counties, or states. You can be a sanctuary city. You want to be a sanctuary mayor? You want to be a sanctuary governor? A sanctuary county executive? No problem. No more federal money. Cut it off. Executive order. Number five, order politicians and government officials who purposely violate the Constitution to support or fund illegals, order them subject to arrest, prosecution, and prison. Just like that judge that broke the law in Massachusetts and let an illegal alien out the back door of her courtroom so ICE would not catch him, that is a crime. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with the law. You have no right to break the law as a judge or a government official. Now you go to prison. Government executive order number six, permanently ban all forms of welfare for illegals and ban it for the first 10 years in America for legal immigrants. You want to come here? Great. The bill isn't on me. Number seven, make English the official language of America and demand voting in English only. Executive order number seven. Executive order number eight, order voter fraud by illegals to be a felony punishable by instant deportation. You're illegal? You think you're going to get away with voting? That's fine. Just understand, if you get caught, instant deportation. Executive order by the President of the United States. Put the fear of God into these criminals. Number nine, executive order to ban birthright citizenship. And executive order number 10, order the wall funded by Mexico. See, that's what liberals said. You can never do it. The wall will be funded by Mexico via executive order with a combination of a tax on remittances sent outside the USA, tolls on the Mexican border, cutting off foreign aid to Mexico and all other offending nations, and confiscation of drug cartel monies. With that combination, you fund the wall, and Mexico and Central America pay for it. Those are my 10 first executive orders for President Trump. This is how we save America, make it safe again, and make America American again. You like that? I think that's a great saying. I'm the branding guy. Make America American again. Now, speaking of American, there's nothing more American than Wall Street, right? The Dow is now on pace for the best June in 80 years. Thank you, President Trump. This is while we're in a trade war with China. This is while Trump threatened a massive trade war with Mexico that everyone said would destroy the economy. This is while every expert at every single business website I go to says we're headed for recession. It's the worst this. It's the worst that. Everything's going bad. Trump can't keep it going. We're in big trouble. The world's in recession. America's next. The best June in 80 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is in position to ring up its best June gain of 7.7% since 1938. Since 1938. The S&P 500 index is on track for its best June return ever. Oh, excuse me, since 1955. Excuse me. Since 1955, while the NASDAQ is on track for 7.8% return in June, which would be its best June since 2000. So, good job, President Trump. You know what's funny? If things go bad, they blame Trump. So when things go good, don't you have to blame Trump? More breaking news about immigration and the border. Texas governor announces 1,000 troops to the border and gives the reason why. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who I like a lot, I love him, has just announced he's sending 1,000 troops to the southern border. He says, I just deployed 1,000 National Guard troops to the border. This is needed because more than 45,000 people were apprehended crossing our border illegally in the last 3 weeks. That's just Texas. And they come from 52 different countries. Congress must do its job and fund border security, Greg Abbott. 45,000 people have been apprehended from across the globe, 52 different countries in 3 weeks. Wow. Congress is failing to do their job. And here's the really good news. Trump has authorized a mass roundup of illegals for deportation. A mass roundup, and let's see, I'm trying to find the right article. I saw they're coming from 10 different cities around the United States. I can't find it now. Right now. I'll find it when we get back from the break. But deportations are happening in 10 different cities all around the United States. Let me see if I got the list here. No, I'll get it before we get back from the break. I hope you enjoyed my commentary, the plan to make America American again. You know, I don't mean to brag, but, you know, that's a damn good list. That's a damn good list. You got to wonder why none of that's been done. And I guess the answer is you're going to tell me you can't do it by executive order. But you also couldn't make Dreamers legal by executive order, and Barack Obama did. Now, a judge froze it. He couldn't automatically give them all citizenship, but a judge froze it. But it doesn't matter. Let a judge freeze 3 of my 10. Let a judge freeze 5 of my 10. As long as the Supreme Court agrees with 1 of them, 2 of them, 3 of them, 4 of them, 5 of them, that's a hell of a lot better than the situation we got right now. And I ran out of room for number 11, which is executive order to give us E-Verify. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Here are the 3 most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another 3. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free 2-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, see the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Here in Las Vegas, Edward Stolz is the owner, the operator, the founder, great man. Guy who gave me my start in radio and staged all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil, gas, resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255, and my website, RootForAmerica.com. I want to go over today's schedule. We've got a call in at 3:30, a guest, 3:30 Vegas time, 6:30 East Coast time, but we don't have one in the 4 o'clock hour, which is 7 o'clock East Coast, so we're following a pattern we tried out yesterday where we asked you to call in the second hour, and we skipped guests, and we make it more of a call-in show. And I'm just experimenting a little bit and finding out if you guys like that. I can always get guests at every hour. But if you want to call in the next hour, I'll take nothing but calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And you know I do that all the time in the third hour on Newsmax TV. I wanted to read you some texts from a friend of mine who is not in any way, shape, or form a conservative. He is a California guy. He is a Jewish California guy. He started out liberal. And what else can I say about it? Oh, he's an actor. He's an actor. He's a Hollywood actor. Lives in Hollywood. But he's a friend of mine for 30 years. I've known him since 1989. Well, you do the math. 99, 2009, 2019, 30 years. So he's been my buddy for 30 years, started out a liberal, then became kind of agnostic, really nothing. And I think he's becoming a conservative now, but you couldn't call him a conservative because he's not even registered as anything but an independent, and he doesn't like the Republican Party. So here's this text. I want to read it to you. I told you things are changing. I told you two of my buddies I had dinner with in the last week are both Jewish and very liberal and very rich, and both of them said they're voting for Trump. I almost fainted. And this guy sent the following text last night. Last night, I hung out with three guys on this new hockey team I'm playing on. They all talked about how bad things are getting in Southern California. Taxes on everything, homeless everywhere, drugs everywhere. And now they support Trump, even though they aren't big fans. They're voting for Trump. Then he says, I'm tired of all this politically correct crap. There's always an LGBT character in every damn show. What I want to know is, what is the end game for Democrats? Is it to be in power in a crappy country where everyone's unhappy? It seems the minority of those in power are running everything. Why are they not getting tossed out on their asses? A guy I know I'm reading all his texts. I answered some of them, but I'm skipping my answers, of course. A guy I know who works for the Disney Channel, he said their ratings are plummeting. In every show, they seem to have a teen gay character. Why, as heterosexual men, are we getting this LGBT crap rammed down our throats? I'm talking a Hollywood liberal actor. Everybody's getting sick of this crap. He says, I understand awareness and acceptance, but WTF, what the you-know-what, what the frick? What about us viewers who are offended by all these LGBT characters in every single network show? In 2000, here's the important point, he says. This is a liberal Hollywood actor, Jewish, in Southern California, folks. It's changing. He says, in 2019, if you have a backbone, if you stand up against anyone for logical, common sense reasons, you are a racist, homophobe, Islamophobe, bigot. It's madness. And then he finishes by saying the young generation is setting themselves up for a rough adult life. They have no idea that they are being scammed. Wow. So my friend is, let's see, he's 4 years younger than me. So I'm about to be 58 in a month. So he's 54 years old, white, Jewish, Southern California for the last 30 years, actor in Southern California with actually some big parts on and off on television, married with children only in the last 5 years. And that's usually what happens, right? When you're young and dumb, you're a liberal. But as you get older and you get married, you get a wife to protect, and you now have kids, and you see what's around you, and all your money's being stolen by the government, you're not so liberal anymore. Jewish and conservative in Southern California. Guess what, Democrats? You are screwed. It's over.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is sharing details about his last-minute decision to call off U.S. airstrikes against Iran. The president tells NBC's Meet the Press that everything was ready to go, but he pulled back after being told that as many as 150 Iranians might be killed by the strike. Now, regarding if the president needs to go and get congressional approval for any strikes, Republican from Texas Mike McCall reminds us.
I do think going through Congress is always a better route, but right now it would be self-defense, which the president under Article 2 is fully authorized to do to defend the nation and American interests, which is what this drone strike was.
The Supreme Court ruled by a 7-2 margin to throw out the murder conviction and death sentence for a man in Mississippi because of a prosecutor's effort to keep African Americans off the jury. The defendant has been tried 6 times and now could face a 7th trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 19...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is VRAinsider.com. Memorize the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, 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 because Kip Herridge, KIP, Kip, runs VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Can't forget that now, right? How good am I at branding? VRA, KIP, you'll never forget it. It's an investment newsletter. But not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I'm witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beaten Wall Street 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat him 15 out of 16. He beat him like a rug 15 out of 16. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. You don't spend a penny. And you just go to VRAinsider.com and you tell them Wayne Root sent you and you get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. That specific website is not advertised anywhere else in the world besides right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. You know why it's not offered anywhere else? Because Kip's my buddy and I asked him to do that for my fans and my listeners. And Kip obliged and he did it, but he's never done it for anyone else anytime in history. VRAinsider.com. Go collect your 2 weeks free. We've got our guest here, Stephanie Taub, senior counsel with First Liberty Institute. She represents the Oregon bakers, Aaron and Melissa Klein, who refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. And on Monday, the Supreme Court threw out a ruling against the Kleins, and that was good news. That was a big win, although it's not an official win, because the case actually goes back to a lower court for further consideration. But tell us where we're at with this case, Stephanie Taub. How are you? Welcome to the show. Wayne Root.
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me. So the Supreme Court's decision on Monday was definitely a win for Aaron and Melissa Klein and a step forward for religious liberty in general. So the court sent a clear message that everyone deserves the right to a fair trial, free from anti-religious hostility. So we represent Aaron and Melissa Klein. My law firm is First Liberty Institute. We're a nonprofit law firm that defends religious liberty for all Americans. So the court took up this case and decided to send it back down to the Oregon Court of Appeals. They threw out that decision, which affirmed the $135,000 fine against our clients. And now we're going back to the Oregon Court of Appeals.
So explain to me how, obviously I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative talk show host. I'm a Reagan guy. I'm a Trump guy. I'm a Goldwater guy. So you know which side I'm on. But having said that, I would never be in charge of government and fine someone who owns a small business $135,000. Isn't that putting someone out of business? Isn't that like a dictatorship? You don't like their views and you try and ruin their life? Isn't that disgusting and despicable?
It's a huge amount, and it was absolutely crushing for this small family business. So you're right. No one should be forced to express a message that they disagree with under the threat of this kind of massive penalty.
Crazy, crazy. So what happens now if it goes back to a lower court, and the lower court rules we're reinstating the $135,000 fine? Then does it go back to the Supreme Court again, and you don't even know if they'll take it, or what happens at that point?
Well, the Supreme Court specifically told the lower court to reconsider in light of the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision, which was specifically talking about how important it is to make sure that everyone has the right to a fair trial and without the free from any sort of anti-religious hostility. And we think there is a ton of anti-religious hostility that the Kleins faced, starting with from the sheer fact of the $135,000 fine to the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, the commissioners publicly posting about the case before he even had a chance to hear it. So all of this has to be considered by the Oregon Court of Appeals, and we're optimistic that the court will reach the right result this time.
Yeah, but I'm not optimistic because Oregon is such a bleeding heart liberal state. They're an extension of California, and they've got some really disgusting rulings lately. I'll tell you a story that you may not know, Stephanie. Or maybe you'll tell me you know it. Do you realize that in Oregon there's an illegal alien who raped and murdered a small dog? He raped the dog so many times that the dog died, and then they convicted him in court. And he had an ICE detainer on him, and Oregon does not believe in ICE detainers handing anyone over to ICE, so they let him walk out the front of the jailhouse. After he raped and murdered a dog, they refused to hand him over to ICE. And thank God, ICE caught him in the next few days. They were looking for him, and they caught him. But no thanks to Oregon. So that's how bad Oregon is. The liberals in Oregon don't even mind if you rape and murder a dog. They'll let you out in the community rather than have you deported. So why do we think any Oregon court would ever side with these nice people? I'm on their team, but is any Oregon court going to be on their team?
Well, that's a disturbing story. But,
really disturbing.
We're simply asking for the court to uphold the law and to apply it even-handedly. So we hope that the Oregon courts will recognize that an atheist shouldn't be forced to paint a mural for a Catholic church. And in the same way, a Catholic baker or a Christian baker shouldn't be forced to bake a cake for an event that goes against their sincerely held religious beliefs. It really shouldn't be. It shouldn't be controversial. It should be just a common sense solution that no one should be forced to express a message that they disagree with. And at the very least, $135,000 fine is massive, and it's way out of step with anything comparable. So this is really a good step for religious liberty, because if you take a look at the Supreme Court, they really only take about 1 or 2% of cases between for all of the cases that that people asked the Supreme Court to take up, and they took up this one and decided to throw out that Oregon Court of Appeals ruling. So this case is not over for the clients. They are going to fight it all the way.
So the Supreme Court could have done the right thing, I think, which is to go a step further and just said, they win and Oregon loses. They didn't do that. They kicked it back to another court, right? They could have gone that step further. It would have ended right here, correct?
It's true, and I have no doubt that the court will take up one of these cases. It's only a matter of time. But we're still it's still important to take a look at what they actually did do here. It could have been case over, but this is a victory for the clients.
All right, let me ask a few background questions before we say goodbye to our great guest, Stephanie Tabb, who's doing a great job, by the way. Enjoy having you on. Hopefully we'll have you on again. They closed down their bakery, so it's not even open anymore, correct?
That's right. That fine was just too much for a small bakery to bear.
So would they still owe the money if they lose in court, even if they don't own the business that was fined in the first place? I don't think you can fine a person. They probably fined the business. So if the business is closed, being that you can't pierce the corporate veil, they wouldn't owe the money with a closed business, would they?
Well, they've already taken the money from their account. So if we win, they'll be able to get it back. But other than that, they've already taken the money from their account.
All right, so say they win this case and they get the money back. Are they willing to reopen the bakery in that same community, or are they never going to be open again?
Well, I think we'll just take things as they come. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll have that opportunity one day.
All right. Now, I happen to be Jewish, by the way. Wayne Allen Root doesn't sound it, but it's a Jewish name. Born Jewish, two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. So 100% Jewish. And I look at the name Aaron Klein, and I got to assume that this couple, they're supposed to be a Christian couple, but he must be Jewish and maybe took Christ as Savior. What's the story with the Kleins, religious-wise?
I don't know what their ancestry is, but I do know that that they are Christians. They're members of a small Christian community over there in Oregon, and they've been motivated by their faith ever since the opening of the bakery. They had their local pastor come and actually dedicate it. They did a sort of mini ceremony, and their faith is very prevalent in everything that they do, and they want to give glory to God. And so they are the most sweet, sincere couple. We're hoping that we'll be able to get a good final outcome for them, and we're really pleased that the Supreme Court decided to throw out the Oregon Court of Appeals decision.
As an attorney, why do you think that every single ruling in America, every time there's a lawsuit by the government, it's always against conservatives? Why don't they ever try the other side? In other words, why couldn't an undercover government inspector walk into a Muslim bakery and say, I'm Jewish, and I demand you bake a cake for my son's bar mitzvah, and the cake will say, Jews are God's chosen people. Do you have any idea what the reaction would be in that Muslim bakery? The Muslim would probably start screaming, pull out a knife or a gun, and say, I'm going to kill you. And yet, I'll bet you no government official or inspector or of any kind has ever tried to get a left-wing type of business or Muslim non-Christian type of business in trouble for the opposite reason, because you're discriminating against conservatives or against Christians or against Jews. Have you ever seen a case where government ever goes against a liberal?
Well, we haven't really seen a case like that. And it's important if you look at the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision. The Supreme Court actually contrasted what happened with the baker in that case out of Colorado with other complaints. So some people had asked for cakes that had religious messages to, I assume, liberal bakeries that declined to make those cakes, and they weren't brought up by the state administrative agency in that case. So it just shows the double standards that's being applied in these cases, and state agency after state agency is overstepping their bounds to go after people that don't express the right views. So
right.
We're hoping that, so no one should be forced to, no matter what you believe about these issues, no one should be forced to express a message that they disagree with.
And very quickly, hear the music. We're running out of time, but very quickly, I assume the story here is not that a person walked in the bakery that was gay or that was Muslim or whatever it was in any of these cases and said, I just want to buy something from you, and the retailer said, no, I refuse to sell to you. That's not the case, right? They just wanted something special made that offended the spiritual and religious background of the owner of the store, correct?
That's right. They'd serve all people, but they just couldn't endorse every message.
All right. I'm with this couple. They sound like they're good people, and I wish only the best for Aaron and Melissa Klein. Stephanie Taub of the First Liberty Institute, thanks for coming on. God bless you, darling. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, sponsoring the segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Gold's on fire. Have you noticed? It went over $1,400 an ounce today. It is up dramatically. Iranian attacks, trade wars with China, the worst crisis at our border in history, and the U.S. debt exceeds $22 trillion. It's all these events and many more that have pushed gold up dramatically in less than 2 months. But depending on what you purchased and who you purchased it from, you may not have earned a penny. Can you imagine gold up dramatically? You may have made nothing. Gold and precious metals are vital to your portfolio. But buying from the right people at the right price is even more vital. Now more than ever, you need an evaluation. Here's an amazing offer. The CEO of Tangible Investments, who has been interviewed on CNBC, Discovery Channel, History Channel, will evaluate your holdings for free. He frequently charges $2,000 per hour. We will send you this award-winning DVD and this New York Times best-selling author's book. It's all free. Tangible knows that many have been ripped off, and we want to help. Call now at 800-780-9000. You get the free DVD. You get the free book. You get the free evaluation from the CEO, charges $2,000 an hour. And the first 20 qualified callers, will also get a gold coin with a retail value of $199 free. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, so the nonsense with liberals never, ever stops. Do you know who E. Jean Carroll is? I've never heard of her in my life. She's an advice columnist for Elle magazine, and she accuses Trump of sexual assault in the 1990s. Wait till you hear this story. E. Jean Carroll, an advice columnist, accuses Trump of sexually assaulting her in a New York City dressing room 2 decades ago, saying the episode ended only after a colossal struggle with the then businessman. New York Magazine on Friday published the allegations by Carol as part of an excerpt from her forthcoming book, where she accuses Trump and multiple other men of improper sexual behavior. She alleges the Trump incident occurred at the department store Bergdorf Goodman in either the fall of 95 or the spring of 96. Honey, if you can't remember when the richest man in the world and the most famous man in the world at the time sexually assaulted you, you don't know if it was the fall of 95 or the spring of 96. A good chance it never happened. She's known for her Ask E. Jean column, which runs in Elle magazine. That makes her about as famous as someone I've never heard of. So listen to Trump's response. Trump on Friday released a lengthy statement vehemently denying the allegations, saying, "I've never met this person in my life. She's trying to sell a new book. That should indicate her motivation. It should be sold in the fiction section. He's never met her in his life." I got the same story from Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly told me, you know, the reason they got rid of Trump is he had all these sexual harassment lawsuits and he paid them off. He said quite a few of the women were never in the same room as me. These people are liars, and they want to make up stories about famous men. In the excerpt, Carol, who had a daily advice show at the time, said Trump recognized her and asked for her help choosing a gift. She said they eventually made their way into the lingerie section, then a dressing room. Oh, yeah, okay. "The moment the dressing room doors closed, he lunges at me, pushes me against the wall, hitting my head quite badly, puts his mouth against my lips." Carol wrote that Trump held her against the wall and pulled her tight. Do you understand? Anybody can have a fantasy and make this up completely with not a single witness, and it was all 30 years ago. Are you out of your freaking mind? "The next moment, still wearing correct business attire, shirt, tie, and suit jacket, overcoat, he opens the overcoat and turns into a colossal struggle." Yeah. This is a rape she's describing, folks. This is the biggest joke I've ever heard of in my life. And by the way, this is printed in New York Magazine, so there isn't anything about it you can't talk about on the air. It's a rape printed in New York Magazine and printed on the cover of Fox News as we speak right now. "Eventually, she was able to break away. I finally got a knee high enough up to push him off, and then I turned, opened the door, and run out of the dressing room. The whole episode lasts about 3 minutes," she said. She acknowledged she never reported to the authorities. She said she'd been reluctant to come forward until now out of fear of being dragged through the mud. In a fiery statement, the president said, "Shame on those who make up false stories of assault to try and get publicity for themselves or sell a book or carry out a political agenda." And Trump said people should pay dearly for such false accusations. "False accusations diminish the severity of real assault. All should condemn false accusations and any actual assault in the strongest possible terms." He said he's never met her before. I don't know. She's the 16th woman to accuse Trump of sexual misconduct. And by the way, can I mention that all 16 had never a single witness, didn't have a shred of evidence, and most of them, might I say, were fairly unattractive. There's no reason why Trump would have jumped on an unattractive woman when he was dating every model in the world. They were throwing themselves at him. You got to be kidding me. It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. Crazy. And by the way, I mentioned to you that Trump and the administration and ICE were going to begin pre-dawn raids in 10 major U.S. cities. And I told you I'd go look up what those cities were. They're targeting as many as 10 cities, including Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. Good. Go get them. Drag them out of the house. Although I know what the illegals will say when you arrest them. "Trump sexually assaulted me. I'm a rape victim of Donald Trump. The president tried to rape me." I mean, they're all crazy. The liberals are crazy. They've lost their minds. You can't make rape accusations without a shred of evidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One.